Okay, I want to bring on our next guest. It is such a pleasure to always have with us Jackie Warner. She, first of all, number one, I want to say this right off the top. She's super hot. Super hot. Not a little hot, super hot. And you probably remember her from the show on Bravo. And she has a DVD out.
A new show on Bravo.
A new show? Is there a new show called on Bravo? I thought it was. I thought the personal trainer show is. It's no longer on there.
She's a different show, right, oh. Jackie? You there?
Are you guys there?
Yeah, Jackie, you hear us?
Yeah, I've got a new. The new show was called Intervention, and that was on Bravo. And the last episode aired like 2 weeks ago. The finale.
Oh man, I didn't see. I haven't seen that, but we have the DVD, Personal Training with Jackie, Extreme Time Saver Training as well. Welcome back to the show, Jackie. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm doing great. I'm actually heading to the gym right now to work myself out.
are we cutting your workout out right now? Are we cutting into the workout?
No, because I just took a run, because I've got a cover shoot that I'm doing next week. So I just took a run, and now I'm going to talk to you guys, and then boom, I'm going to go lift weights.
So now when you go running, what's a run for you? 10, what do you pop out of 10, 11 miles? What do you typically do?
She doesn't have time for 10
no,
miles.
More like, yeah, I don't do 10 miles. I do like more like 6, and you got to remember I'm 5'8 and like 126.
Man, so my dream girl. You're my dream girl. Okay, go ahead.
What I'm constantly trying to do is put on muscle, which is really difficult for my body type. So I can't run too much, or I'll just eat into my muscle. And you guys, I eat like every hour. If I don't eat every hour, I get very grumpy.
Really? Right. So do you have like a chef that follows right behind you at every move and says, "I need food, feed me now.
Yeah, I wish I did, but I do not. I primarily go to Whole Foods, which is an organic market. You guys know Whole Foods.
Yeah,
a pretty big organic market.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I go to Whole Foods because I don't have time to cook, and I just get, you know, organic and healthy and low-cal, high-vegetable, high-fiber foods there.
Now, does this happen to you when you go to Whole Foods? We were just talking about this. When you go to Whole Foods, do you always walk out spending a lot more than you thought you were going to spend?
Yeah, I just went there yesterday with my assistant, and I ended up spending, like, we were making a guesstimate, and I was like, I'm going to spend $350, and she was like, no, more. Like, it was more. So, you know, that's like a week's worth of food.
Right,
so,
right.
For me, at least, I don't know, I guess I just eat like a pig, but still, I mean, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
What are you spending? I get it.
Yeah.
So what I tell people, when I wrote my book, I wrote this book, This Is Why You're Fat and How to Get Thin Forever, and what I write in my book is that you need to go organic for certain things if you can't afford all organic. And one thing for sure is
cigarettes.
You need to go to free-range meat.
What about cigarettes?
Yeah,
you
no
go organic on
no,
cigarettes?
No, you can't. No tobacco.
Yeah, yeah, you got to cut down the smokes. You got to cut down the booze. But you definitely have to go to free-range meat and make sure that you don't get factory-farmed meat for your dairy or your meat consumption.
What about the fish? What do you tell people about the fish? What should they do there?
Fish is so tricky because it's controversial. Like, some people say farm, you know, fish and farm salmon is better, and some people say, you know, ocean salmon and ocean fish are better. So the thing is that I always suggest that you try to stick with fishes like salmon and, you know, which is a really, really good fish to eat and should be consistent in your diet.
Yeah.
You know, the one bad fish that people are talking about, a lot of studies have been done on recently, is tuna.
I know, and I love
tuna.
So
if you're eating...
I love it.
I know, me too. And I used to eat canned tuna all the time, like on everything, just as a source of protein. But there's just too much dangerous material going around about tuna.
Heavy metal poisonings, yes. They because of the other fish that feed upon them and the things that they feed upon and so a lot of heavy metal a lot of mercury poisoning from tuna. Isn't that sad that we can't eat tuna because of mercury? Isn't that crazy?
It's so sad. But I mean, this is the state of our world, and it's only getting worse. And we just have to.
Up, Jackie, there?
I don't think so.
We lost her. It was about the tuna? You think she was sensitive about
the line.
Me? Well, maybe she'll call us back.
I don't know.
You think I shouldn't talk about tuna?
Yeah, that was offensive.
That
offended me.
But what about salmon? Was salmon okay
Salmon's
for
okay.
you? Salmon was
Salmon's
good.
Okay.
We didn't have
tuna,
a problem with salmon.
Tuna, not okay.
She must have hit a bad cell.
You know,
was she running?
Was she going to work out?
Was she running at the time we're talking to her? Well, maybe she'll call back in. Should we wait?
Okay. Well, we can just chat. We'll just wait. Talk about how awesome Billy Blanks was. That was pretty good.
Billy Blanks. He's a lot of fun, that guy. I can tell. Yeah. I can hang with that guy. He seems like a good guy.
Sounds like a good guy.
You know?
And he's a guy that's like, hey, I dance. Look at the hot chick that I'm with.
Right. And do you think he went through his buddy, though? You think he went through his buddy to get his wife? I don't know. It sounded like he went strong with just taking no for an answer. And I think we got the fat guy on the phone with Jackie Warner right now. Let's see. Jackie, you there?
Hey, honey. I'm sorry my call cut out.
I thought it was something I said about tuna, that I offended you.
I thought it was offensive, tuna and mercury.
I promise won't bring it up.
I'm so distraught over the tuna situation that I just had to go. I had to take care of it then.
It happens. You should see Jacqueline was mad about, mayonnaise, I think.
Yes,
that's what put him over the edge.
That's right. He hung up on us. We talked about mayonnaise. But so you're out for the run. And 6 miles you're banging out right now. And so when you're getting ready to, because it sounds like you're getting ready to do another photo shoot. Is there something you're doing or for the new?
Yeah. Doing my fourth cover for Fitness RX, and they don't mess around. They're a serious-minded magazine, and they deal mostly with, they do talk a lot about muscle development for women. So I have to put on some muscle and cut out, which is hard to do, to cut out, lean out, and put on the musculature. I'd like to put on like 4 pounds in about 8 days.
So are you going anabolic or you're not going anabolic? You're not going to do steroids. You're not going to go that route.
No, I'm not going to shoot up.
You're not going to shoot up.
No, I'm not going to shoot up. But, it does require me lifting very heavy. Basically I train myself like I train a man who wants to put on mass and not a woman. Like,
right.
I do not train myself the way I train my female clients who are looking to lose weight. But my DVD, The Extreme Time Saver, that's mostly for people trying to lose weight. And I do not train with multi-joint compound movements myself. But it's fantastic for others who are
right
burning and to lose weight. So that's the way to go.
So now what do you see? I know it's on the website. You have the online application tool, the subscription model where people can go and sign up and use the application tool. How is that working out for you?
I can't believe how well received this online training is. First of all, we're the only ones doing it because I have a live staff that literally calls you and holds your hands every day, gives you new programs so you won't plateau, and answers all your questions and guides you along this program of weight loss and muscle development. And, a lot of the trainers don't, a lot of the online trainers don't. And they will send you, like, workout routines, or you can click on and get routines, but you don't get to talk to the trainer. So this is very, very unique, and it's doing really, really well. So just go to JackieWarner.com, and it's only, it's like a little under $11 a week. So
right.
It's very, very affordable. And the affordability and just the constant attention from my staff of trainers, which are amazing, is exactly what people are responding to. And we're just doing crazy numbers on it.
Now, Jackie, for our listeners out there, I think you know a little bit about personal training. You know what it takes to be a great personal trainer. Anything for any advice you have for any of our listeners out there that they're thinking about, we've got the holiday seasons coming along, they may be thinking about getting a trainer. Anything that you would advise them that they should look for and things that they should look out for when they're deciding on who they should go with in a personal trainer?
Well, I always say go to a personal training gym, which is a gym that only caters to personal trainers coming in with their own clientele. So try not, I hate to say this, I'm not going to get any endorsements from chain gyms.
That's okay.
But I already knew that a long time ago. But what you should do is Google gyms in your area. Always ask to talk to the owner or the manager of the gym, and you ask them a series of questions. And one is you want a trainer that power circuit trains or circuit trains you. If you're trying to lose weight, remember, there's different, types of training. But if you're trying to lose weight, someone that circuit trains, and another buzz phrase is like boot camp mentality, boot camp trainer. I think women should train with women because we don't let off the hook, whereas men tend to let women off the hook.
Right.
And men should primarily train with men. So these are the questions that you want to ask. Make sure that they're certified. Make sure that they have their insurance. And then it's a personality game. It's really, they should give you a free session initially. When I owned Sky Sport, we would do half-hour free consults for every client that came in.
Right.
And because you're testing their personality, you're seeing if they mesh with you. Because a lot of that, you know, is going to either help you succeed or not succeed is how they deal with you. And if you need someone who's more strong-armed and aggressive or someone who's more gentle, you need to identify that in the first half an hour to an hour.
How important is the foreign accent?
How important is the foreign accent? Is that you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, because for some reason, trainers with foreign accents charge a lot more than people that don't have a foreign accent. Like if you're from, like, Argentina or if
or
you're
Australia,
from
Australia, that's a good one.
New Zealand's got a great, they charge an extra $30-$50 just because of the accent.
Very funny. Maybe they find they think it's very attractive to Americans, and so they're like, "Well, we can afford." Well, first of all, Latins, Latinos, and Latinas, they always think that they're the bomb and that they deserve much more money than anybody else.
Right, right. Same thing with tennis pros. Tennis pros are the same way.
Oh,
absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, I'm gonna now kind of now that you've identified it, I'm gonna think about that.
Now, tell us about the DVD that you have. Personal Training with Jackie, Extreme Time Saver Training.
Yeah, well, first of all, it's the most well-received DVD I've had, I've put out. It, you know, I didn't promote it, really. I haven't been promoting it, and it was it's just selling like gangbusters. It's doing very, very well, and the feedback we're getting from it is so, so, you know, in shooting it, I remember I had the most personality in it. It was the most fast-paced workout because, again, you're working upper body and lower body simultaneously, and we're making those movements and those transitions pretty quick.
Right.
So the feedback I'm getting is that you're never bored. It's really fast-paced. You get a major sweat going on, and you feel the soreness. But I stand behind all my DVDs. I put a lot of thought into them. I know what America needs at this point in my career, and I deliver it in these DVDs. But this Extreme Time Saver is my favorite, and I think the best one I have out.
And you can also pick this one up if you go to JackieWarner.com. Is that the best place for people to buy the DVD, or should they go to, you know, Amazon?
You can go anywhere. It's everywhere now. It's at Target. Target is selling, like, constantly. You can go to Amazon. You can go to JackieWarner.com. It's sold in most chain stores now.
Oh, wow, fantastic. Well, I highly recommend this DVD for everyone. It's great. This is a great stocking stuffer now. We got Thanksgiving coming around the corner, so this would be a great little present for people to get. This is and you don't have to say, like, I don't necessarily want you to lose weight. It's just this is a great workout, right? Everybody needs good workouts, and this is a great one. Now,
it's a great workout, yeah.
Now, Jackie, you also recently you sold the Sky Sport and Spa.
Mm-hmm, I did. It was bittersweet. It was a good time to sell.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'd been there for like 6.5-7 years.
Gotcha. Now, what are the things that's coming up in the future for you? I mean, do you see, are you going to get out of the spa business and out of the boutique stuff? Are you moving into different areas now? Are you doing more television? Where do you see the future going for yourself?
Well, definitely more TV, and that's the problem, is that I didn't have as much time to devote to going in, you know, 9 to 5, and that business was dependent on me being there.
Right.
So it's really difficult for me to go into an office and stay chained to an office now, or to a gym or a workspace like that, because I have so much going on and so much that I'm promoting constantly, and then when I shoot for like 3 months, and then I edit for like 2 months. So, you know, I'm focusing more on those aspects of my career. But I am still personal training, and I'm still doing that. It just feels so weird to be personally training,
right?
Not in my gym, because I've never not. That's bizarre, and I've never not owned a gym,
right?
So even before Sky Sport, I had Lyft. So my whole career of personal training has been in my own business. So it's been an adjustment, but you know.
So like, what do you do now? Are you working out of one facility? Or
no, you're going at like Crunch. Fitness.
Are you going from place to place and going to see, you know, high profile people and stuff like that?
Go to home. Sometimes I like to train outdoors, so I train outdoors a lot.
Oh, nice.
Sometimes I'll go into a personal training gym. I don't have one personal trainer that I'm, you know, locked into because
right.
I don't like that, you know.
Right. So when you come in, they're probably like, oh, my God, that's Jackie Warner. They're like, that's Jackie Warner.
I got to tell you, every gym owner is happy to have me because when I walk into a personal training gym and I'm training there, it's endorsing that gym. So, right. You know, they're all happy to have me, thankfully. What if I had attitude while I was trying to train? That would suck.
Well, listen, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and we especially if you're ever coming here to Atlanta, we'd love to see you. We'd love to go for a we want to get a workout with you here in Atlanta. We'd love that. Lee, wouldn't that be great?
Watch the video.
No, I want to see. I want to have it in person.
Absolutely, guys, if I'm ever in Atlanta, which I haven't been for years, but it's a beautiful, beautiful place. So, but thank you so much for having me.
We would love to have you here. And again, the DVD, go to the website, JackieWarner.com. Also, you've got the Thinnervention. You've got the book, This Is Why You're Fat and How to Get Thin Forever. You got the clothing line as well. I mean, what's next, Jackie?
She's a dynamo.
There's nothing you're not. Are you going to have your own personal cell phone? Is there going to be a certain, like, is Verizon?
An app.
Is there an app that's coming out for
Jackie
you?
Jackie Warner app.
Well, we are actually working on an app, and I'm working on a supplement line, so we've got some good things in the works.
There we go. We'll just leave out the steroids. No steroids, especially if they got
no
to put
tuna.
On 4 pounds in the
no
next
tuna.
Couple of weeks. No tuna and no steroids. That's going to be in the supplement line.
Yeah, I think that's the message of the day.
Jackie, so much. We loved having you, and we look forward to talking to you real soon.
All right, thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Take care. Bye-bye. That is Jackie Warner. Check her out at JackieWarner.com. Check out her new DVD, Personal Training with Jackie, Extreme Time Saver Training. And check out the TV show Thinnervention, her also the book This Is Why You're Fat. Why are you fat?
Lots of reasons. Eat too much. Don't exercise.
Well, here's how to get thin forever.
Oh, that's the book.
That's the book. And go check her out. Also, check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out our website. Go online. Become one of our fans. We're coming upon our 500th Facebook fan.
Oh, and, that's right. And there's going to be major gifting for that.
Yes, and we're giving out some of our copies of our new book, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids. So go
you're going to want to be our 500th fan.